You're listening to the Simple Pen Podcast, Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy. Here's your host, Kate All.
Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Simple Pen Podcast. This one should go down smooth and easy for sure. We are going to be talking about asking the question, is Pinterest still a search engine? And the reason we're doing this is because over the past couple of months, even the past year of 2021, we've seen so many changes on Pinterest that people who have been using the platform to market are asking, is this still the place that I want to market my business? And then there's those of you who are new who are asking, is this the place to market my business? Is it going to be beneficial? So we're going to be diving into this Pinterest evolution, the ROI of Pinterest, the favorite question people love to ask me. And then we're going to be going into the history of Pinterest and where it's at and bringing us up to today and looking forward into 2022 and how we can really start to think about Pinterest as just one marketing pool, but a marketing tool, but a different marketing tool than all the rest. But before I do, what I want to remind you of is all the places you can get Pinterest marketing resources from us. So number one, we have on our website, simplepinmedia.com, a ton of free resources. We have a keyword planner that's like 22 pages. We have a Pinterest image guide to help you create the best Pinterest images. We have a free video course for those learning to start on Pinterest. So if you go to simplepinmedia.com, just start clicking around on our tab that says free resources. We want to provide these because we know that they are common questions that people have, and this is the quickest way to get the information to you. The second is our podcast. You are listening to this. A lot of people listen in podcast players and rarely visit websites. So that's why I want to remind you, we have a full website of all the information that supports what I talk about here. I produce one podcast per week, and we follow that up by sending out an email. So email is probably one of my second favorite places to communicate. Here's the podcast. Second is the email. Every Wednesday, we send out an email that's like a newsletter. It is the Pinterest marketing news, if you will. It is to address current Pinterest events, to give you the latest links that we find, to give you my commentary or assessment as to where I think we're going with Pinterest, and then some resources we have for you. This goes along with the podcast, and it goes along with what's on the website. And then last, if you are looking to follow us on a place on social, Instagram is the place where we are sharing tips. I'm sharing a little bit more of my life personally. We're also introducing you to more people from our team and really connecting with you through DMs. That's a great place to connect with us one-on-one because sometimes things can get lost in email. So if you are looking for Pinterest marketing information, the website, the podcast, the email, and the Instagram are the top four places that you can do that. We are at Simple Pin Media on Instagram. We would love if you would give us a follow and then say hi in the DMs. Okay, on to today's podcast, asking the question, is Pinterest still a search engine? So, spoiler alert, yes, it still operates like a search and discovery network, not so much an engine, if you will. And the reason is that the pinner intent is to go onto Pinterest and their mode is, I want to find something to dream into, something to plan, something to do, or something to just aspire to. And so they go there not looking for conversation, but they go to look serving themselves. A common phrase that I use is pinners don't care about you. They really, really don't. They care about the benefit of your product, of your content, or your service. That's what they're interested in. So they don't start with the question of, a best course for Pinterest marketing. They might start with a smaller question that might be, how do I do XYZ? They're not searching for the best hairdresser in Texas. They might search for short haircuts or how to go gray gracefully. Believe me, I've searched that on Pinterest a time or two. So what I want you to remember is that the person you are looking to connect with on Pinterest doesn't really care about your life. They're not interested in following you. And they're not interested in the day-to-day of your life. That's not where their brain is at. They are interested in you hitting them with this aha moment. That's like, ah, it's such a great idea. Because Pinterest is a great originator of life hacks. It's the place where people went to look for those, how do you set up organization camping, or these great things that people would be like, oh my gosh, why didn't I never think of that before? And so it's very different than something like Instagram, where people go to follow you. I rarely search on Instagram for things. I'm interested in getting lost in people's lives and hearing their stories and consuming their stories. Whereas when I go to Pinterest, I am only interested in getting the information that I need to complete the project or to take the trip or to find a tool or service that can help me. So this is the number one thing I tell people, is you have to understand this framework and mindset before you start marketing on Pinterest. So pinners then, they find you through searching something, they find your content, they come to your website, and there will be a lot of people who bounce away quickly. Some people are like, eh, not what I'm looking for. But other people will stick around, they'll look for more, or they'll save your pin for later, which means they have an intent to come back to it. Let's say it's a variety of ideas for a kitchen remodel. They're going to save 750 ideas for a kitchen remodel, and then they're going to start narrowing it down to the ones that they want. And then they're going to come to your website and they're going to look for things to buy, the paint color, the cabinet design that you used. They're going to ask all those questions because Pinterest is a place for them to search for ideas and then gather those so they can take action on them later. To this question of ROI, what's the ROI of Pinterest marketing? It is substantially better than Instagram and Facebook because your ads and your images last forever, which means your time spent there is super valuable. However, you have to take ROI, which is return on investment, into consideration based on what your goals are. So I teach this model of a circle, right? In the middle of the circle is your business. And then you have all these things that point to your business. Instagram, Pinterest, Google, LinkedIn, Twitter, email, podcast, whatever it is that gets this message and this flow to your website. So that's why we use all these things, because we know that the point of sale is on a website, how people sign up for email list is on a website, as all those things. Each one of those arrows coming to your website holds a value. You're going to spend a little more time on one for a season and then another one for a season. So let me give you an example. Pinterest was number one to me for driving traffic to my website. And then number two was Facebook. And in the beginning, I said, I can only do these two things because I'm also doing an email list. So those were those things there. So I realized that I wanted Pinterest to be this traffic driver that happened in the background, and investing in it meant I needed to invest in images. I needed to invest in a scheduling tool, and I needed to invest in some education behind it because I wanted to learn how to do it best. Now, Facebook took the different role of community building. I started a Facebook group. Well, I was inherited a Facebook group back in probably 2015. And then what I decided to do was that was going to be the place to build community. I never saw it as a traffic builder. And it worked. That community actually grew to a Facebook group of 20,000 people. And it was a lot to manage. And so we shut it down at the beginning of this year. And we're really glad that we did, because it became this place for complaint and misery and people just trashing all over Pinterest. And I believe that that is not productive and it's not helpful and it's not business building. So this was taking my team so much time. So then our goal for Facebook shifted. And frankly, we took it off the table. It just became a post on the page and maintain and use it for ads. And then we added in Instagram and we said, okay, now we're going to do community building over there. We're going to build awareness. We're going to build connection. And we're going to talk to people a little bit more about getting into our community because we've lost this part with Facebook over here. And now we're asking the question, how do we get into the education realm? Teaching more on YouTube, investing more in videos to teach people who are new to Pinterest. And so as you see, all of these different things point to this main center of the business, the website. So for Pinterest, our ROI and our investment has been such a great return because we are getting all these people daily in the background, just coming and signing up for our email list, which is what we want them to do on Pinterest. So when you ask the question, what is the ROI of a platform? What you're really wanting to dig into and think about is why you're investing in it and then assign some numbers. I cannot stress this enough that it's really easy for people to come to me and say, the ROI of Pinterest isn't worth it. Okay, well then tell me about the numbers. Tell me about how much you're making off the Pinterest traffic, how much you're making off this and how much you're making off this. And they're like, well, I don't know. I just know it's not worth it. Well, that's not the ROI isn't worth it. That just means you don't like it. That's fine. I'm not critiquing that at all. If you don't like Pinterest or if it's frustrating for you or if you're annoyed by it and you can outsource it, outsource it. But don't use the term ROI until you understand the why you're using it and the data point you can assign to it. So if your data point is I need email subscribers from Pinterest and I'm getting none, then yeah, there's not a great ROI there. But if that shifts to something different like sales and you realize the ROI of the investment into the sales because each sale is worth $20 and I'm maybe only investing $10, then yes, it's worth it. And that's the same with ads. That's the same with organic. So I lay all that out there because I want us to understand the why we're using Pinterest. Whether or not it changes into more of a social network, or whether it stays a search engine, or whether it's a hybrid of both. So I'm going to give you a quick history lesson because, you know, those are so fun. So for those who don't know Pinterest's story, I think it's helpful for you to hear it and understand it because that's going to play into your investment in Pinterest as a marketing tool. And where we're at today. And then I'm going to give some assessment as to where I think we are going. So Pinterest started in 2010. There were three entrepreneurs who came together with a goal to create something that was useful. And it began as a tool to help people collect things that they were passionate about online. Truthfully, it was really ugly. I had an invite in those early days. It was super confusing. I was like, I don't even know where people are going to use this, but I see all my friends over here. They're making all these really cool projects, and everybody keeps saying they found it on this place called Pinterest. Interesting. So this platform then soon became this place where people got inspired by what other people shared. Now, all of a sudden, all these ideas from the interwebs are coming onto Pinterest because I can see their boards and I can go, ooh, that's super cool that they're sharing that. And I can see an image. I don't need any more context than that image. And if I want more context, I can go to their website. True story. In the beginning, between 2010 and 2014, you could actually, you knew who was having a baby because all of a sudden your friends were posting things about baby stuff. And it was like, oh, are you pregnant? And they're like, oh, how'd you know? I was like, well, I saw your stuff on Pinterest because it went out onto the platform to the people that you followed in a chronological order. So then Pinterest started in 2014 to make this way for ads. And so all of a sudden you had to have an algorithm and how it worked. And so the visual search was the focal point then. Like keywording became a massive piece of how content showed up. So then there had to start to be this tweak to the algorithm, which meant we went from chronological to then the algorithmic based on habit. Every marketer hates this. They want platforms to stay chronological. Unfortunately, they don't. And so Pinterest made way for ads. So this was also the time where we saw the switch from a horizontal image to a vertical image. You used to be able to get away with this a rectangle image. And then pretty soon people figured out, actually, if I create longer images, which I don't think this was Pinterest's plan. I think this was definitely driven by the pinner. They were like, ooh, this 2-to-3 ratio thing's going to take up more landscape. This is awesome. I'm going to do this because now the algorithm has changed. And if the algorithm favors engagement, then I'm going to go this route. And then people started putting text on there. And then people started working the system where they created these gigantic pins that were like more than 2-to-3. And Pinterest was like, pump the brakes. We're going to go back to 2-to-3. Keep it there. Because if we want to cut it off, we're going to cut it off. So then this was like 2017. We started to hear rumblings about video. So video had been really going crazy on Facebook. And people saw the tasty style videos with the hands and you were like, whoa, that's an amazing whatever you just made. I'm never going to make it, but it's really cool to watch. And then Instagram started using stories and then all these things kind of like the short form video really started to take off. And we began to ask this question. I have several old podcasts on this, too. You can probably go back if you want a history lesson around that time into will video work on Pinterest? Is it something that pinners will adopt to? And if they don't adopt to it, why not? Many of us were like, video feels like a speed bump. I don't know. And then Pinterest started to make it was like really slow. I'm going to tell you that is that I felt like we were asking that question of will video work from like 2017 to 2019. And then it started to take off. And people started to watch more videos. And now we have a lot of videos on Pinterest. So Pinterest still has Google as their main competitor, right? Because they want to be a search engine for all these ideas. And Google also is a search engine. But it's really important to note that a user habit for Google is one, I always use Google when I want to prove myself right, because my husband and I are having an argument. So we go to Google. Number two, use Google to find local things or answers to quick questions, or maybe you just want to know how to do something. But pinners go to Pinterest because they are interested in the visual part of it. So that playing into it, Pinterest started to get more AI development, searching the images, being able to do visual recognition. So in 2019, this actually led to some really cool things when Pinterest goes public. They start to release more shopping features and tools geared towards e-commerce. Because one of the things that people at Pinterest know is that Pinterest is the great informer of a purchase. It's where people go to find what they love, and then they go later to somewhere to buy, right? So Pinterest is like, how do we get that to happen? Quick history note, Pinterest did add a buy button back in 2015. It was blue and you bought right on the platform. And it lasted like 9 or 10 months and then they ditched it. Now Pinterest says, we do not want to be a point of sale platform. We want you to go to the website because that's where we want you to purchase. So then Pinterest started messing back to the AI piece with these try-on features. If you have never played around with this, I want you to open up your app and I want you to go to the search at the top. And there's this little camera on the far right of the search bar. And I want you to click on it and I want you to see the try on. You can try on lipsticks, you can try on blush, you can try on so many different things. So that being said, if you have not opened up the app and you've not messed with these features, you need to. So time block yourself 15 minutes and go play around or just, you know, do it while you're in line trying to pick up your kid. Okay, so Pinterest is now focused on shopping. They're now focused on AI. And in 2020, Pinterest gets the boost of a lifetime, the pandemic. and their users double like crazy, and they released something called Story Pins. And they later renamed it to Idea Pins because they saw the writing on the wall with Instagram and TikTok, because TikTok had exploded in popularity and Pinterest wanted a piece of the action. Also, they wanted to keep people on the platform longer. So this move towards Idea Pins signaled this question. Hey, wait a minute. Is Pinterest still a search engine? Because Idea Pins didn't link. Okay, so now people are saying, I don't think I like this. I don't think I'm here for this. I'm frustrated by it. And Pinterest used to be easy. I could just pin my pin and walk away and have it work. That was amazing when that happened, but we are not there now. So where we are at is this mix of social and this mix of search, but mostly search. The only way for people to react socially on Pinterest is through comments on the pins, reactions to idea pins, and comments on idea pins. And then if they want to try something, and then if they want to share a pin back and forth between people, which that's been happening for a while anyway. They are social in nature, but pinners still come to search for inspiration. They are not coming for the conversation. So we see Pinterest as this way to get new leads, get new readers. It's a place for you to get in front of people that you've never met before. Whereas Instagram, you've kind of already met them. You've met them at the party. You've mingled a little bit. And they're like, hey, I want to hang out with you. Pinners are like, I don't know you. What are you going to do for me? Right? Because they don't care about you. They care about themselves. We have seen this change as far as traffic to websites. However, we see on the platform on Pinterest now through idea pins, through videos, that you can kind of warm them up a little bit more. So they may even be more qualified when they arrive. This is also really great for your relationship with brands, if you work with brands, and your ability to sell products using Pinterest to warm up your audience. So to sum it all up, I think Pinterest, as we go into 2022, if I could predict it, we are going to see an emphasis on shopping. We are going to see a continued emphasis on short form video. We're going to see a continued emphasis on idea pins, but there's still going to be that thread and that vein of search and discovery, which means that that is really your whole goal for using the platform. When you draw that diagram out and that arrow's coming from Pinterest, assign a purpose for it. Why do you use Pinterest marketing for your business? What is the unique value that Pinterest gives you for your business? And when you discover that, then you can start to assign these measurement points for it that really matter to you, that can help you create this ROI. That's going to look different for Instagram. That's going to look different for YouTube, email, podcast, or whatever. I wanted to do this podcast today because I wanted to really bring you up to speed as to where Pinterest is at now and where I think we're going. I also wanted to do it because I wanted to save you some hours and hours of anguish and stress and frustration. Yes, Pinterest is changing, but the thread and the vein of being a search and discovery network is still there. So we still think it's a really powerful tool. We still think it's going to be around for a while. And to those rumblings, I've heard a few of them, of people thinking I'm going to pivot away from teaching Pinterest. I am not. I am here for it. And I'm here for it to teach you how to do it in the best way so that your business can grow, so that you can get new people to purchase your products, so that you can get new people to purchase your services and to read your blog. I still think people read blogs, despite everybody saying that they don't. I think that's the content machine that makes things go round. So action item for you is just to assign your purpose for Pinterest. If you already know it, great, you can move on and listen to other episodes. But I really want you to be thinking about why you're using Pinterest marketing, how you can get revived for 2022, and then use all the different features that we've been talking about here on the podcast. Alrighty, that's it for today. I would love, 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 if you have been listening to the podcast for a while, those of you who are new, You don't have to worry about this. You might need a few more episodes under your belt. But if you have been listening to the podcast for a while, I would love if you would rate and review it in your podcast player. Now, I know some don't have a rate and review feature. Some do. So wherever you can, I would just love for you to rate and review it so that other people can hear about the podcast too. Our goal and our mission is to help people understand Pinterest marketing in a way that really helps grow their business without wasting their time. So I would love for you to rate and review it for us so that other people can know all about the Simple Pin podcast. Alrighty, thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode.